So you had people very enthused, people very much against, people in the middle that didn't care. Time progresses, the idea begins to manifest. The people that don't care get smaller and smaller and smaller. And now almost everybody cares one way or another. There's hardly anybody neutral. Where do you find anybody neutral that doesn't care, has no opinion about the computer world? There's still a lot of old people. So when Zion begins to manifest, you'll have people on one side that are very enthused, another side that are very much against and thinking these people are crazy. They're like Jim Jones. They're going to go gather somewhere and they're going to drink this Kool-Aid and probably kill themselves. This is a bunch of crazy people, and there'll be a bunch of people in the middle. Who cares, you know? And then as it begins to manifest, the people that don't care will get smaller, and the people that do care on both sides will get larger and larger until eventually, when complete success is achieved, everyone embraces the idea. A generation from now, there won't be anybody that's against computers, unless we blow ourselves up. But if our civilization can continue, in a generation from now, everyone will embrace the computer world. It will be unheard of that anybody doesn't know about them or embrace them or see the good that they can produce. And that's the same way with a car. When the car first automobile was first created, the older people thought, man, those stupid contraptions and the horse is a lot better. And they tried to make all kinds of laws governing cars. The car couldn't go more than 5 miles an hour through any town, you know, because it's too dangerous. You know, so they didn't have a 20 or 30 mile speed limit. They had like 5 miles an hour or something like that. They made these really outrageous laws because the city council people just hated these cars. So they made the stupidest laws governing them, thinking that it would make the cars go away if they made it difficult enough to drive a car through town, which they didn't want the cars being driven through town. Yeah, Bill D.
We're seeing the same thing today in business with social networking. It's definitely Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Plaxo, and there's three, four others that people have major opinions on.
Yeah, Facebook is interesting in the fact that for years now, people in the group have been coming to me and saying, you need to get active on Facebook. Well, they said that to me about 4 or 5 years ago. So I signed up, and then I didn't do anything. And then this consulting company called me and said that sold me on helping me with my website. And they says, well, one thing you can do that will really help you out is get a Facebook account and link it to your website. I said, well, I don't see how that'd do any good. But I says, well, go ahead if you think that helps. So they did it, and it's just been sitting there and with 4 or 5 members on. And then Garrett comes along, and he had this tremendous idea. And this idea was to, what was your idea, Garrett, to, what are you called?
The Facebook, the long distance.
Long distance healer.
Long distance healing project.
Yeah, he's got this idea of healing people long distance. So they sign up on his Facebook page. He's going to send them healing energy. And boy, that's really taken off. And he was like me. He was drug his feed on Facebook, and all of a sudden,
I was actually on other network sites for 2 years doing this with hardly a nibble. And I did a session about a year and a half or 2 years ago. 3 people overlapped, and so I did multiple people at the same time. And somewhere I was like meditating or something. I actually like heard a voice in my head that said, it actually joked, it said, you should do more of this. You could become like the MySpace healer, right?
Really?
Only MySpace wasn't the place to do it. Facebook was. But you know, the sense was to like,
and in just several weeks, you got like 9,000 people, right?
Well, about 3.5 months.
Three and a half months? Okay.
Oh, well, my first event, I had one.
And so Garrett just puts a notice on his site, hey, go check out J.J. Dewey's site. And all of a sudden, I check. Garrett calls me and says, check your Facebook site. And I checked, and 320 20 people? Wow, where'd they come from? He says, I told him, go to your site. I says, keep looking. And I looked and I said, well, there's 20 more people signed up since I've been talking to you. What's going on? Now there's, what, 500 people there or something?
It's like 519 this morning.
Yeah, so I said, so he converted me. I'm now converted to Facebook. So I went, I was part of that middle that just didn't care a whoot. And all of a sudden, I'm now over here. I'm now a Facebook fan.
I mean, I was gonna say, I mean, I've had apparently had Facebook accounts for like 2.5 years. So sometimes somebody sends you something and automatically sends something to everybody on their email list, and you know, probably a volume of 20 of these things. So after a while, you just, well, they must all be the same. In fact, most of them are just used for free dating sites, so to speak.
Yeah.
And, so you know, I didn't know that there was a difference.
Yeah, I figured it's mainly for people who didn't have anything better to do. That they just kind of socializing and talking about their garden or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
certain consciousness seems to have collected in different places. So like social consciousness, spiritual consciousness. You see,
so many.
Yeah. Yeah, it's changed. I think the consciousness, yeah. Now me and Garrett's in there, the consciousness of Facebook is going to change.
Every day someone.
Yeah. Okay. You got to go, sweetie. I'm about ready to close.
All right. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay. Definitely.
I can hug her mom.
She's got to go take care of her mom.
Yep.
Bye.
Okay, we'll
see
you.
Bye, Ari.
Bye.
Okay, any questions before we wrap it up? Yeah.
And I've heard you mention this word before. It seems like this word is applied to everything you said, including Edison and Garrett, is the word intention. Really intend to do what you're trying to do.
Yeah, you know, that could be another word kind of associated with purpose.
Yeah.
But I felt very strongly, I caught a glimpse beyond anything that's written anywhere that I know of what that primal energy is. And what it is that if you can tune into it and see what the purpose really is, here's another aspect of purpose. If you can tune into it and see what the energy of purpose is, then you know which direction to go. Because if you go in a direction contrary to purpose, you may have temporary success, but you're ultimately going to fail. And everything that you do will be as if it never even happened. You think of somebody who went contrary to purpose, even Hitler, who had tremendous initial success. Everything he did is now as if he didn't even ever live. Because nothing he worked for, outside of the Volkswagen, maybe in the... But his basic ideas are as if they never existed, because people now see that it's not in alignment with purpose. So if you want to do something that will survive your life here upon the earth, find out what purpose is, get a glimpse, and then go in the direction where purpose is going to manifest. So if you can catch a glimpse of that, and if you can catch a glimpse of where the purpose energy is leading us, then it's really like you find a parade and then you lead it. If you find a parade and lead it, then you know you're leading the parade instead of following it. And it's easy. It's easy to find a parade and lead it. It's a much more easier to do that than it is to create the whole parade. And so if you find the energy of purpose, you see where the parade is going, and you can just jump in front of everything and lead. And the force will be with you, so to speak. And it will actually push you ahead. So you can have a much easier time in manifesting. Now, the thing I want to assist in manifesting more than anything else is Zion. And unfortunately, this is a project that the prophets and the holy men have worked toward since the beginning of humanity. Not only since the beginning of Bible times, but since in the days of Atlantis, Lemuria, back millions of years ago, since the beginning of humanity, this has been the dream. So this is in alignment with purpose, but it's something that's very difficult to instill in humanity's head, because humanity as a whole is not in alignment with purpose. But they will get in alignment. One by one, they will get in alignment. So if we can get a sense of purpose about building a Zion organization and then following that energy, we can do our part. It may be big, it may be small, but it will be something that will survive us. So we can look back upon this life and say, I moved the purpose energy forward this much. I made a difference. I was partially responsible for alleviating much suffering that could have been, that now will not be, because I participated in moving society ahead. You know, I did my part. And if all of us do our part, we will then have the experience of joy. And that joy comes from seeing the future. When I look into the future and I see the brotherhood of man existing there, it gives me a tremendous sense of joy, because I know beyond any doubt it will manifest. I have been there in my mind and seen it and know that it is there and that it will manifest. The only ingredient that is at stake is the time. You know, if we don't succeed now, we'll come back in a future life and assist. But if our minds are made up to be in harmony with purpose here, and we don't succeed, we will come back and have the opportunity again, but on a higher level, and then a higher level, until all of our dreams are fulfilled. Okay, I guess we'll break for the night then, and we'll meet back here at 10 o'clock sharp tomorrow morning.